Colossae, to the virtue of the Lord, the healing power of God. The glory is in this place. 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 I need you intercessors, saith the Spirit of God, to birth this thing. It is so close. Do not get out of prayer. Do not let anything steal your prayer life. Not for a moment. Pray for your pastor and pastors and elders and leaders and those on the front line, that they stay in a place of prayer, says the Spirit of the Lord. Birth this thing together. Birth this thing together. Come together. Let nothing offend you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Take no offense at any time. The revival is birthed through intercessors who walk in a place of continual forgiveness and continual love. Birth this thing. Love prayer. Love your times of prayer. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Salvation was first, but now every part of your life. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, says the Spirit of the Lord. Get ready for this birthing. Continue to judge all things of your heart at all times, says the Spirit of the Lord. I'm bringing you into the straight, the very close-knit straight of revival. My hope is in you. My call is upon you, and my hope is in you. You hope in me. I hope in you. You're the body that I have on planet Earth. You're the anointing to the masses, and you're the call, the appeal of righteousness to the planet. How can I say that, Lord? A city set on a hill cannot be hid. You do not understand how significant you are in this region. And I'm speaking specifically to this house, to this church. The next lighthouse from you to this level is quite some distance. I won't tell you how far, but I'll let you know that you're a beacon in a region, says the Lord. So to understand that you're a beacon in a region, understand that when these things begin to take place, they will pour into this house, they will pour into this ministry. As priests, as high priests and kings, to facilitate this outpouring, understand your significance and how vital it is for you to stay in the place that I've called you to, the place of prayer, the place of righteousness, judging all things from the breastplate of righteousness, whatever that your heart condemns, say no to it immediately and do not come back to it. Whatever the nature, my righteous nature, do not flirt for a moment, because as kings and priests, you're vital. You are the lighthouse. You're the city set on a hill. Let there be no mixture inside of you. Understand your significance for the hour and for what is coming and what is now is. Understand that you are a beacon, a lighthouse to a region, not just to a city. The next lighthouse to this level is many miles away. Many miles away. Do not let anything divide you, says the Spirit of the Lord. Do not let politics, racism, money, any avenue in which the world speaks about that is not yours to taste of or to engage in. Yours is the high priest. Yours is the place of intimacy. Yours is the place of presence, says the Spirit of the Lord. I've called you to a region. I've called you to where that they come in to the parking lot. They will not understand. I have said this to you. I say it again. They will not understand, but they will know that there is a presence on these grounds and in this place. Do not think that it is your pastor or pastors or elders that the only ones that are the ones that are bringing this or facilitating it. All of you together who will pray and who will use adequately the breastplate of righteousness. If you will use the breastplate of righteousness as a guide in your life and the Word of God, you will stand in that place in which I've created you to stand. As kings and high priests, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Many of you will teach. Many of you will teach discipleship classes in this building and in other places. I'm asking my army to come forth. Do not wait for another day. Stay in this place. When you leave this place, stay in this place of intimacy, this place of fellowship. Bring yourself back to it as often as is necessary during a day. I say to you, there is an anointing to work and to labor and to stay under the anointing at the same time, says the Spirit of the Lord. Bring the sick. Bring the halt, the maimed, the blind. I will move at times. Times there will not be always prayer for the sick, but there will always be my anointing for it, and I will minister to the sick. But then I will alert those in charge. And when my glory that is already present, that already has the capacity to be healing, there will be times where those will be called. The glory will fall. Presence that is already here will magnify my son in that place of the healer. Seek my presence.